Still working that one out. This one's called My Baby Came Back.
My baby got tired of a new love. My baby came back to a true love. And now my heart is beating with ease. My hug, my kiss is able to please. My baby is loving me better. My baby is sweeter than ever. No more sleepless nights, alone and so black. My sweetheart, my baby came back. Some lose it, love, and they never love again. I tasted love that I thought I'd never win. I thought my heart had taken the wrong track. Well, I'm glad that I waited. My baby came back. My baby got tired of a new love. My baby came back to a true love. And now my heart is beating with ease. My hug, my kiss is able to please. My baby is loving me better. My baby is sweeter than ever. No more sleepless nights, alone and so black. My sweetheart, my baby came back. Some lose it, love, and they never love again. I tasted love that I thought I'd never win. I thought my heart had taken the wrong track. Well, I'm glad that I waited. My baby came back. My baby got tired of a new love. My baby came back to a true love. And now my heart is beating with ease. My hug, my kiss is able to please. My baby is loving me better. My baby is sweeter than ever. No more sleepless nights, alone and so black. My sweetheart, my baby came back. My baby came back. My sweetheart came back.
Well, Jerry and I have always looked a lot alike, and there's a period after we entered our 30s in which Jerry's metabolism slowed down and mine stopped, and I kind of swelled up like a balloon, and about a year ago, my wife and I decided we were going to be sticks by Christmas. We were going to go on a diet.
It didn't work. They were blimps by Christmas.
No, no. That was the year before. But anyway, this year it worked. We did really good, and we lost a bunch of weight, and it wasn't that hard, and it was kind of fun doing it together. But one thing that came out of that experience was this song. It's called The Diet Polka. After years of being skinny, I was stretching my self-image. My metabolism turned around and changed my line of scrimmage. The thought of shedding poundage left me feeling kind of grim. Then I remembered younger days when people called me slim. So I'm doing the diet polka. Don't laugh, it's not a joke. I'm dreaming of almond roca while I'm doing the diet polka. They say it's good to watch your food, count your caloric intake, and more than that, cut out the fat. Don't slip and make a mistake. To change your size, get organized. But if you are dyslexic, you might add up the numbers wrong and wind up anorexic. So I'm doing the diet polka. Don't laugh, it's not a joke. I'm dreaming of almond roca while I'm doing the diet polka. I live to eat, I used to shout at every meal. Eat to live is what I'm saying now. Start today, you won't believe how how good you feel. What to eat? Purina Diet Chow. So I'm doing the diet poker. Don't laugh, it's not a joker. I'm dreaming of almond roca while I'm doing the diet poker. Good diet can take care of things like chronic halitosis, reduce the risk of heart attack and arterial sclerosis. Just think of all the money that you'll save on every meal. You'll probably end up wealthy or improve your sex appeal. So I'm doing the diet poker. Don't laugh, it's not a joker. I'm dreaming of almond roca while I'm doing the diet poker. Well, there's a lot of great songs floating around, and you know, probably the greatest compliment one songwriter can give another is to say, "I wish I had written that song." And there's a guy in Chicago, James McCandless, that wrote a song that I always like to say that about. I wish I had written it. It covers two of my favorite subjects, and one is sports, of course, and the other one is going bald. In one song at the same time. We just shined up our heads right before the show. Kareem and me going bald together. It stings a little less when I think of it in that regard. So hair, fare thee well up to heaven. I'm in good company with Abdul-Jabbar. Abdul-Jabbar went diving after a loose ball. Nearly 40 years old, crashing into the first row of chairs. And while he was down, I just couldn't help but notice his shiny little noggin poking through a hole in his hair. Abdul-Jabbar, he's the Hank Aaron of basketball. Gordie Howe, Muhammad Ali, Walter Payton rolled into one star. And if there's anyone in sports who's earned the right to go completely hairless, it's the big guy in the middle, Abdul-Jabbar. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Kareem. Well, last night after work, we all went to a restaurant. Yeah, I ordered my usual BLT and fries. And while I was hunched over, my brother Jerry put on his sunglasses. He says,
"The glare off your skull is hurting my eyes."
Well, I mentioned Kareem diving after that loose ball. I said we sort of came up together and we can both still get out there and play. When he was at UCLA, I was at some junior college. It's only okay with me if it's okay with AJ. Kareem and me going bald together. Yeah, it's almost an honor when I think of it in that regard. So hair, fare thee well up to heaven. I'm in good company with Abdul-Jabbar. I'm in the very best of company with Abdul-Jabbar. Thank you. James McCandless from Chicago wrote that.
Yeah. Greg's going to play a fiddle tune for you now.
He could decide. It's hard to pick a tune. You know, I've been playing tunes for dances all week, but
this is one of my favorites. It's a version of Sail Away Ladies. Close with a tune that Greg sang about his problems, you know, going bald. It's my
one
problem
of my
too.
Problems.
But I wrote one about a problem I have. I have this 50 Chevy half-ton pickup truck.
You do have a problem.
That the gas gauge is broken. Right now, that's not all that's broken. It's not running. But when I get done with this summer, I'm going to buy a new truck. But
a 52.
It's true. And I wrote this song about my problem.
Oh, yeah. We usually play with a woman, Sandy Bradley, who's been out here before. And we've got some tapes out there that have her name on it, too. Sandy Bradley and the Small Wonder String Band. And she usually starts us on piano, so Jerry didn't know what to do there.
I'm rolling around Seattle in my old Chevy truck. I'm trying to move an old piano, but I'm running out of luck, cause I look into my mirror to check how well it's tied. And every time I take a curve, it moves from side to side. Now I'm heading up a hill when a car pulls out to pass, and guess what?
What?
I run out of gas.
Oh no, not again. He's running out of gas, oh no.
Did you signal traffic to go ahead and pass?
Well, is your gas gauge broken?
Yeah, I fix it all the time. But when I look again, it's on the empty line.
Well, could you calculate your mileage to make sure you have enough?
You only buy a dollar's worth at a time. It's kind
of
tough.
You can look into my future, you can check into my past. It's a fact of life, I'll always be running out of gas.
When I finally got to bed last night, well, it was pretty late, and I just didn't sleep too well, so I'm not feeling great. The kids woke me up at 7 when the toast began to burn. They're rattling in the kitchen while I toss and I churn. Then at 10, the phone rings, it's gonna get me up at last, and guess what?
What?
I run out of gas.
Oh, no, not again. He's running out of gas, oh, no.
Give me a cup of coffee and get it real fast.
Well, is your gas gauge broken?
Yeah, I fix it all the time. But when I look again, it's on the empty line.
Well, could you calculate your mileage? Make sure you have enough.
And you only buy a dollar's worth at a time. It's kind
of
tough.
You can look into my future. You can check into my past. It's a fact of life. I'll always be running out of gas.
Well, it's Saturday night and we're out on the town. We eat some food, we see a show, and then we drive around till we find a little club where the music is hot. We sit right down and drink some beer, it really hits the spot. Then my sweetie grabs my hand, she says, come on, let's dance. And guess what?
What?
I run out of gas.
Oh no, not again. He's running out of gas, oh no.
Just get me another cup of coffee and get it real fast.
Well, is your gas gauge broken?
Yeah, I fix it all the time. But when I look again, it's on the empty line.
Well, could you calculate your mileage? Make sure you have enough.
When you only buy a dollar's worth at a time, it's kind
of tough. You can look into my future, you can check into my past. It's a fact of life, I'll always be running out of gas. You can look into my future, you can check into my past. gas. It's a fact of life, I'll always be running out of gas.
Thank you very much.
Well, Fred just handed me this and wanted me to read it. The next band that's about to play to start the second half is Wayne Henderson is going to play guitar, and Robin Kessinger is going to play guitar. J'adore Vin Rouge. Lenny Perry is going to play bass, and Frank Wakefield is going to play mandolin. Will you please welcome them? Wayne, Robin, Lenny, and Frank.
Goodbye. Can you hear it okay? I do that till we all get situated here. See, I play real fast here. See, you're wise. You're too wise. Thank you. Morrison sure put a hurt on that. If I could play a guitar like that, like you feel, I'd get me a job with Frank Sinatra. He needs a good guitar player, huh? At least. Can you hear this? Can you hear this guitar all right? I couldn't hardly hear it a while ago. Did y'all hear it okay? Well, that's the main thing. You need this up a little bit? Because I hate for these boys not to be here. They're awful good. They're super. I'm really honored to play with you fellas. I never met you before. I met you before. You was down there breaking instruments, weren't you? Here's a little, do a little blues for you. Show you how our bass player here puts some hurt on some blues, too. A little bluegrass stone. Thank you.
Please come sing with me.
Thank you. Here's an old song that was wrote for us before we was born. And these fellas do an awful nice job on it. We added a little thing to it, East Tennessee Blues. We put some of these minor, weird minor keys in it. So I said a few words here. Well, we've got the guitar in tune. You got to say something. Right before you die, your string breaks. You got to be careful. It sounds more like it does now than it did a while ago, don't it? At least. That's close enough for record.
All right. He's ready to start.
All right. Thank you.
I thank you, God, for having me. Bless you. Here's a song we'd like to do. We'd never tried this before. Just a while ago, we started practicing a little bit and decided we'd do a good job for such a good audience. We'd like to do this for, I always have a class when I come here for some great mandolin students, and they're all in the class tonight. I got to do this next song for them because they do awful good. Here's a thing called Soldier Joy. Have you ever heard that? Soldier's Joy, excuse me. See, you're wise, too wise. You mind readers.
Okay. Who kicked this off?
Oh, you do. You kick this off, or do you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I thought you did.
Yeah, I did.
Is it you or you?
No, I think it's me or that.
I thought it was you. All right, go ahead. We could do some harmonies on this, too. Thank you. I guess we've got time to do one more. We love to play. You don't. We really enjoy it. You can tell that doing these harmonies. We'd like to do a song here that was wrote in about 1934 by a guy that did a lot of records with me. In fact, we have some of them in the back there in case she's going to be giving them away after a while for about $8. This is called, you probably never heard this song, because a lot of fiddle players does this song, and a guy named Chubby Wise is a great old-time fiddler, wrote this song in 34, for even before my time, and I'm about 90, take or give a little. This is called the Orange Blossom Special. We just worked it out about 10 minutes ago and see what y'all think about it, okay? Bless you and bless us with you, all right? Now, I made my speech, we better play real good, huh? I like to do this because I like to do it on the mandolin and get these boys to do this outrageous stuff on the guitars and play real fancy. See how fancy we can play without getting in trouble, huh? Ready? Is that too fast, fellas? Boy, I feel so unnecessary. I think I did that wrong. Son. Now, come on, what do you want? You want your mama? Now, say, I want a drink of water. Okay, if you ain't gonna talk, you get fancy for these folks, all right? Say, all right. 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 Say, ooh. Ooh. Okay, real fast, okay. That's the way. Thank you.
Pretty fine, eh? Wayne Henderson, Lenny Perry, Frank Wakefield, and Robin Kissinger. Mighty fine, mighty fine. There it is. Well, we're going to change the stage. Now, these guys, by the way, I need to tell you about them. The ones you just heard, you know, Frank's been playing since the 50s. He's on all of the oldest, important early bluegrass records from the newer generation. I'm telling you what. And they've moved into surrealism, haven't they? I'd like to ask the old men to come out here. We're going to do a little dance while they change the stage. Y'all come out here. Come on out here. Here, you get over here. You use that. You get over here.
And rightly, Luke.